All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are ready for some more Uncanny Valley as I bake like a fucking Christmas ham. It was cold, and now it's hot, and then it got from hot to holy shit hot. But things are gonna get spicy, and I might not like heat, but I enjoy a little spice, don't you? So let's get started with some more Lust Theory. Now, where were we? Now, I know somebody complained this is going on too long. Yeah, okay, I have said this before, and I'll say this for the 100,000,000,000th time. Lust Theory Season 2 is a very long game. It is going to take a long time to get through it. There are many different quests. It is not a short game. And by the size of this game, which is about 20 gigs, you can tell it has a lot going on. So let's go ahead and get started, shall we? Whose story were we on? Not Nicole. We're going back to Sophie. I'll be a customer. Noon would be perfect. So we're going in noon to go see whatever her name was.
As always, you arrive at the sex shop.
I'm a customer today, so I should play the part from the start. Sophie! Excuse me, could I get some help?
Sophie turns around, an astonished look on her face.
An astonished look on her breasts as well.
2 days in a row? Someone's on a rampage.
You could say that, if only she knew.
Hopefully it'll be my turn soon.
Saying this, Sophie puts a hand over her heart, pretending to be hurt and pouting.
Find time for me today and I'll make that wish come true.
Can't today. Sorry.
Your conversation gets interrupted. Yet again, by Sophie's boss calling her.
Just a second.
She answers the phone, covering it with her hand, making sure you don't hear the conversation. However, Sophie doesn't realize her actions are all in vain, since you're the world champion in eavesdropping.
Are those like VR headsets or something?
Yes. A customer. Please do something else during commercials.
With this, Sophie hangs up the phone, sighing.
Sorry. Anyway, what do you need help with?
Didn't think this far ahead. Well, I also need some role-playing costumes.
Oh? Okay. Follow me.
What the hell is that? Just keep seeing that thing
everywhere. A little curious, Sophie guides you to the costume section.
Here it is. Feel free to look around.
Oh, I might be looking like Jesus. I don't know if that's very appropriate.
The changing rooms are right there if you want to try some out.
There are a lot of costumes.
I'll leave you to it then.
Ooh! Which one should I pick? Hold up. We can pick the Jesus costume? Oh, man. I'm gonna regret this. They even have a Jesus costume. People can really surprise you. Damn it, I kinda wanna try it now.
After a little debate with yourself, you pick the Jesus costume.
Oh, Jesus ain't gonna like that.
And go to the changing room to try it on.
Okay, the wig is on. How do I do this, though?
You look at the robe in pure confusion. Putting it on turns out to be a challenge.
Yes, this robe is giving me a motherfucking headache. Jesus didn't have it easy, huh?
Yeah, the clothes were the hardest part.
This should go here, or does it go over the left shoulder? Sophie, you there?
I'm here. Need help?
Yeah, I feel lame as fuck right now. Also, there's this weird rectangle bus thing that appears in every frame. Could you do
excited,
something about
Sophie
it?
Sophie pops into the changing room.
Jesus Christ! Even Limpet's still big.
Yes. Ooh, you don't... Ooh, we don't need to be... reacting Jesus here. Come on now.
Nicely played.
It reminds me of the History of the World Part 1, where they've got the Last Supper. And the guy's... He's upset. I think there was something going on. They were supposed to paint it. And he said, Jesus! And Jesus says, what? He's like, Jesus! He's like, he's mad! And he's saying, Jesus! And Jesus is like, what? What?
Anyway, you called?
Yeah, this robe is pissing me off. And one of my favorite movies of all time. Where the guy said, bring me my lyre! And then a guy comes out and says, I didn't do it!
Aw, poor guy. You have to tie that cloth to the side, you know that?
Okay, where does this part go though then?
Through the back, and you tie it up front.
Following Sophie's instructions, you slowly start seeing results.
Wonder he dresses up as Jesus for sex. Woo!
People who are in it for the irony, I guess.
What about you?
Well, I wouldn't mind being fucked by Jesus.
Whoa!
Before you can stop it, your mind makes a vivid mental picture, causing your dick to instantly harden.
Shit.
The air in the changing room suddenly changes upon the arrival of your visible hard-on.
Why is she just staring at it? It's actually a bit uncomfortable.
Unsure of what else to do, you try covering up. But Sophie stops you and removes your underwear completely. Resulting in your dick plunging out.
Oh, Lord. It's humongous.
That's... not appropriate. Hey, don't bring my father into this. I might need his help later, so better not piss him off.
I wanted to feel it from the moment I saw it yesterday. It seems like this will pose a problem. Would it be wrong if I... care to let me take care of it for you? No harm in a little fun, right?
Before you can ask what she means, Sophie grabs your dick.
What are you...
Well, you did mention needing help.
Your boss will see. This girl is crazy.
He won't if we stay like this.
With that, Sophie starts sliding her hand up and down your length.
Shit.
Public fun like this always makes me so fucking wet. You like that? He's throbbing like crazy already.
Fuck, her voice is making me hornier.
Suddenly, Sophie stops jerking you off, but leaves her hand wrapped around your dick.
Huh? Why did she stop? Did someone enter the store?
Fuck my hand. I want to see how he looks when desperate.
You want me to...
Yes, and you better get started, because someone could come in any minute.
You waste no time in following Sophie's instructions once again.
Holy fuck!
Shit. This is turning me on so much.
You feel a climax building up and desperately start thrusting harder into Sophie's hand. Noticing this, Sophie joins in, making you lose it.
I'm caught! Ah, fuck!
Finally, your cum flies out, mostly staining the curtain in front of Sophie.
Now you shouldn't have a problem with putting the rest on, right? This made my day, honestly.
Saying this, Sophie releases your dick, disappearing and leaving you alone in the changing room right after.
Are all women around me crazy, or am I just imagining things?
After trying out the costume, you take it off and head to the register. Actually buying the Jesus costume, you ultimately leave the store.
I got a feeling this could have gone a lot better if I chose the suit. Luckily, I can just restart the day.
Set on trying this again, you head home.
All right. Well, that was an extra that we didn't need, but...
You repeat everything until... Curious. You grab the suit and notice a bag with some stuff attached to it.
Does it go with the outfit? No harm in checking it out, right? The suit even looks decent.
Excited, you head to the changing room to put on the suit.
I don't look half bad.
Thinking you're a narcissistic bastard, you admire yourself for a moment longer. Finally, you decide on transferring your attention to the attached bag. Opening it, you look at the content in shock.
Bondage shit? Leather restraints?
The whip that was in the bag with the rest of the costume falls out, quite close to the curtain.
Sure know how to pick 'em.
Everything okay in there?
Just peachy, now that I think about it. Sophie seems like the type of person to be into this, right?
Suddenly, you notice the whip laying on the floor is noticeable from the outside.
Shit!
However, before you can reach it, it's already gone. With no warning, Sophie pops her head inside the changing room.
Dropped your whip.
Why do I suddenly feel embarrassed?
Not bad.
As a result of Sophie's compliment, your egomaniacal nature surfaces back.
I agree.
Although, you don't really have the dominant personality required for that suit.
How would you know? Could she really be into this?
Dunno. I just get that vibe from you.
Oh, hold on. You've known me for a day and a half, although I've known you quite longer than that.
Calm down, Snowflake. There's nothing wrong with being submissive. I'm a sub myself.
She likes to be dominated? Hot.
Anyway, here's your whip.
Saying this, Sophie gives you back the whip you dropped a moment ago. And leaves.
Wait, Snowflake?
Annoyed, you take the costume off and head to the register.
Will that be all?
Is there something else you'd recommend?
Actually, we got a few new things this morning.
Nice, can I see them?
They might not be your style, Snowflake.
Uh-oh. I'll decide that. Gotta get her back for that nickname. That was not how that was said. I'll decide that. Gotta get her back for that nickname somehow.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll buy it.
At this point, I don't know if she's joking or not.
Suddenly, Sophie crouches, trying to grab something beneath the counter. Only to come back up with a catalog.
Here you go. Take your time.
You scan through the catalog, your eyes stopping on the swing set.
Can I check out this one? It looks dope as fuck.
Sophie looks at the paper you're pointing at.
Already embracing yourself as a sub?
Told you I'm not a sub or a snowflake.
Still not believing you, Sophie chuckles.
Sure, Snowflake.
Don't let her get to you. She's not budging one bit. Can I just see it?
Sure. It's in the back. Follow me.
However, before you can enter the back room, the phone rings again.
This bloody fucker!
Annoyed, Sophie picks up the phone.
You bloody bastard!
I hope this won't become a habit. He wants to check out the swing set we got this morning. He'll buy it.
Saying this, Sophie puts her hand over the phone and looks at you.
You will, right?
Before answering, you remember the price of the swing from the catalog.
I have less than 50 bucks left, and that shit is around 500. Fuck! Sorry, I don't have the money right now.
Instantly, the disappointment on Sophie's face is quite apparent. After a second, she continues talking to her boss on the phone.
Says he'll come back with the money. Okay.
Finally, she hangs up and turns her attention back to you.
Problems?
Sorry, but I can't take you back there.
Oh, damn it. Why?
My boss says you have to show you can pay first.
Don't I have to check out the product before that?
It's because there are no cameras back there. And since we're not on good terms right now, he doesn't trust me anymore.
Trust you?
Doesn't trust that I won't do something bad.
Would you?
Who knows?
Pissed, you pay for the stuff you picked and leave the store.
Try the customer act next time, but I should sell something worth more money so she's allowed to show me the back room. I'll just check the box in my room again first thing in the morning. Maybe I missed something. It's worth $500? Damn.
After checking the box, you realize the stuff in there isn't worth enough money for the swing.
Yeah, it's a full-on sex swing. They're expensive. RG has one that he uses for his sex dolls. What can I sell for more money?
You think of your computer.
What if the day continues again? I won't have my darling.
You remember the computer in Megan's room.
Megan would kill me. Seems like a very important decision. Played with death once, don't plan on doing it again.
You look at your computer one last time.
Sorry, baby, it's for the greater good.
You take and sell your computer, earning more than enough for the swing. Doing everything the same, you get to the part where Sophie's boss calls her. And she picks up the phone.
I hope this won't become a habit. He wants to check out the swing set we got this morning. He'll buy it.
Saying this, Sophie puts her hand over the phone and looks at you.
You will, right?
Is that even a real question?
With a smile, you take out the money for the swing. While Sophie continues talking to her boss.
He has the money. Happy?
Victoriously, she turns to a camera.
As you can see.
With that said, she puts the phone down.
Let's go.
Your plan going perfectly, you head to the back room. The back room is bigger than you expected, but also quite dusty.
This room never gets cleaned, or...
Hearing your comment, Sophie quickly looks around the room.
Been meaning to clean it all up for a while now. Can't remember the last time I tidied this place up.
Changing the subject, Sophie points to the swing set.
Was there a button there?
Hearing your
changing the subject,
Sophie points to the swing set.
Here it is.
What?
Here it is.
Damn, it's huge. I didn't expect it to be that big. That's what she said. God, I'm lame.
What?
Nothing.
So what do you think?
I like it. This is my first time seeing one in real life.
Don't worry, newbie. It's easy to use. As a fellow sub, I will now demonstrate.
Seriously?
Here, let me show you.
Coyly, Sophie goes to the swing and gets in.
That was a piece of cake.
Come help me get settled in.
What?
Don't worry. I'll guide you through it.
Wow, this is really happening, right?
Soon enough, you tie Sophie to the swing.
See? It looks uncomfortable, but it's rather comfy.
Sophie tries freeing herself, but fails.
Holds pretty well, too.
This scene is hot as fuck.
Enjoying the view, your dick agrees. And naturally, she notices.
Getting excited already.
Instantly, you try covering your hard on by pressing against your pants.
Nothing to be ashamed of. Honestly, I'm getting wet just from being in the swing.
Well then, how about we test it?
What?
I mean, if it'll hold well during sex, you know.
I told you, Snowflake. Don't try to be something you're not.
What? I can be dominant.
Can't just become dominant. You either are or you're not. Now, help me get out of this.
Defeated, you let your head fall down.
Can't wait until I get the opportunity to actually try it.
Setting Sophie free from the chains, both of you go back to the cash register and finalize the deal. After filling out the shipping forms, you leave the store. With an emptier pocket and a sad boner. Finally, you decide to reset the day, since there's not much you can do with Sophie today.
Maybe I need a new approach. I could try learning how to act more dominant and try again next time. Just gonna look it up on my phone in the morning.
Browsing online, you try researching how to be more dominant.
We'll see if you really can't just become a dom. I don't know, I guess a person... There's people that switch, you know, they're called switches. I'm a dom, personally. I'm not submissive to, anything. Even if I do, submissive voices or characters like that, me, personally, I'm very dominant. I could not be under someone. That's not something that I would do. I don't like that. Because again, I'm more like a wrestling kind of guy. When it comes to that kind of stuff, I like to overpower. I know it's weird, right? But that's just who I am. And I'm not even built like that, but I don't know. It's all about force, I guess.
After a while, you find a bunch of sites taking you step by step through the process.
So I just need to be an asshole?
Already there, buddy.
People really like this?
With the newfound knowledge, you go into the world to conquer.
I should... Oh man, here he goes.
Finally, you take and sell the... And you get to the sex shop around noon. It doesn't take you long to get there, and of course, Sophie doesn't notice you come in as usual.
Okay, be a dom. I am a dom. I'm a motherfucking dom.
Trying to get into character, you quietly approach the counter.
Fuck, what do subs like to be called? Slut. Hey, slut.
Hearing this, Sophie turns around, clearly pissed.
Excuse you?
Wait, I didn't...
I show you my tits once and now I'm a fucking slut?
Just
you meant... thought I'd take that as a fucking compliment? Men keep pissing me off today.
Sorry, I just...
I don't care. Leave.
That
now.
Didn't work. See, I fucked up.
With your tail between...
That didn't go as planned.
Irritated by how it ended.
Alright, we fucked up. Fine, I fucked up. I thought that's... Well, Kitten's not very fucking dominant. I'm sorry.
Browse. Finally, and you get... It doesn't... Trying to get into character...
Hey there,
Kitten.
Sophie turns around with a confused look on her face.
I mean, that wasn't really going to work either.
Yeah.
However, seeing your face, she recognizes you right away.
Oh, it's you. How can I help you today?
I got a notification this morning that your store received new stuff.
Is he talking about the BDSM section stuff? Yes, we did. Would...
I want to see the products.
At that moment, the phone rings.
Sorry, gotta take that.
Irritated, Sophie picks up the phone and answers.
Yes? A customer. If you don't need anything, I'm going back to work.
Still annoyed, Sophie ends the call and turns her attention back to you.
Anyway, just give me a second to find the catalog, okay?
Trying to get the catalog behind her, Sophie bends over, making her behind peek out. Even better, it makes her skirt slide, exposing her magnificent ass.
There she goes, prancing those cheeks around again. Doing this for you guys.
Without further thought, you slap Sophie's ass while she searches for the catalog.
What the?
She springs back up, holding her slightly burning butt. And as a reward, she slaps you. Hard.
Ouch, why'd you do that?
You're not seriously asking me that after you molested me.
Naturally, Sophie starts raging like a mad bull.
Thought you'd like it.
You fucking thought wrong, asshole.
Well, you were showing your ass.
And you took it as an invitation? So what if I dress like this? That doesn't mean I want to get fucked every second of the day. Are you fucking crazy?
This is a total bust. I should leave before she decides to sue me. Look, I'm really sorry.
With
I'll just
said,
leave.
You head out in a hurry, feeling pretty ashamed.
All right, so... Your tail might get cold, kitten.
Sophie springs back up in a second, holding her skirt down.
Again with the kitten?
She doesn't like that.
Still, it's kind of sweet.
I mean, it's not like, again, she... It's better than what he could call her, but... It's still not exactly what she wants to be called.
I don't know.
Looking a little puzzled, Sophie puts the catalog onto the counter.
Since they came in this morning, they're still in the back.
Without even glancing down.
I don't need the catalog. Did you get a leather swing set?
Wow, he knows what he wants.
Am I being assertive enough?
He really is into BDSM.
Is it too much?
Yes, it's in the back with the rest.
I'm freaking out. I want to see it.
Sure. Follow me.
Before you can proceed to the back room, the phone rings again.
Excuse me for a second, okay? Jesus fucking Christ!
Visibly irritated, Sophie practically stomps towards the phone.
What now? To show him the products we got this morning?
This is the part where she asks about money, right?
Knowing what's coming next, you take out your wallet. And put the money on the counter. Still on the phone, Sophie looks over to you. Immediately, she notices the money you took out.
He's gonna pay, happy?
With that said, she ends the call.
After you.
Didn't think he'd be into this kind of thing, let alone be the dominant one. Though, to be fair, I am quick to judge. Still, he gives off a submissive vibe, too.
Not yet sure what to think, Sophie enters the back room and you follow suit. As you do, she makes her way to the swing.
Here it is.
Still can't get over how big it is.
It's a new brand, so there are no reviews yet. However, the company assured us it's high quality.
How about we test it then?
Sophie looks at you, slightly shocked.
Excuse me?
I don't plan on buying a faulty product.
Why should I help you test it?
Customer service?
In which part of customer service does it say I'm supposed to have sex with the customers? Not gonna lie, that would be kinda hot.
Act like a dom, be a dom, you are a dom.
Saying nothing, you slowly start making your way towards Sophie. Eventually standing face to face, you grab her chin, gently. Bringing her head up to look at you.
Who mentioned having sex?
Shit, did I misread the situation? You said we should test.
We pretend.
Like dry humping?
I can allow that.
Crap, it's getting hot in here.
Did I do that right?
So fucking hot.
Is she even buying the act?
Makes me want to take my clothes off.
She's on to me for sure.
Haven't found a proper dom in months.
I'm doomed.
Finally one shows up and he has a huge cock?
That's what I get for trusting the internet.
Okay, I guess.
Never mind.
Thrilled with how the situation's developing, you let go of Sophie and make your way to the swing. Standing next to it, you tap the seat.
Come here, kitten.
Wait, what if he's faking the whole thing?
Uh-oh.
I'm still getting some sub vibes from him. Not usually wrong about this, but I could just be paranoid.
She's still reluctant? Sophie, I'm getting impatient. Use their name to let you know they're annoyed, right? Dom 101.
Acting slightly angry, you tap the swing seat one more time.
Now come here.
Shit, he's really turning me on.
Slowly, Sophie makes her way towards you.
Good girl.
What am I even doing? Getting pulled along by his antics?
Still unsure what to think, Sophie gets in the swing.
Now let's tuck you in.
Saying this, you tie Sophie by using the cuffs. However, before cuffing her legs too.
Maybe I should take her skirt off this time. It'd definitely give me easier access if things go well.
Thinking about something?
Gotta keep up the dom act. Just this, yeah, this should work.
Swiftly grabbing Sophie's skirt, you almost rip it off her.
Careful! I'll need that for...
That's why I'm taking it off, kitten. Might get wrinkled otherwise.
Obedient but still cautious, Sophie quiets down. Finally, you cuff her legs, just like before. Finishing up, you take a step back to admire your work.
Wonderful. Can you break out?
Sophie tries, but fails.
Good, it's tight.
No.
Perfect. Comfortable?
Not really.
Thought you said it would be, huh?
Fuck, my panties are getting wet.
Let's start, shall we?
Trying to mask your excitement, you position yourself between her legs and start rubbing yourself against Sophie, making the swing gently sway.
Oh, we got a full scene here. Well, let's
You can click on the next animation whenever you're ready.
Alright. We're gonna go ahead and save it here. And we'll start out with the Sophie scene. Because I know you guys want to see that. But, yeah, it's time to start the next one. And, hey, you got something to look forward to next time when we do the full Sophie scene. But I got Returning to Mia coming up, and then we got Lust Academy. So I got to get these done. We'll see you guys next time for more Lust Theory Season 2 on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.